Members of an oppressed religious minority have had to take extreme steps to survive. They are Yazidis, who live in northern Iraq, where many died or were enslaved when ISIS seized the region 5 years ago. Now that ISIS has been driven back, Yazidis are slowly returning to view, and some have now turned up inside a detention camp for ISIS families. NPR's Jane Arraf has had one dramatic story after another about the Yazidis, and she has now met one young Yazidi woman who was hiding among ISIS wives.
I'm sitting on the floor with Naveen Denai in a house in a quiet village in northeastern Syria. Denai is 24, a former radio announcer. It's the very morning she's been freed from the camp. She says she feels reborn.
It's now also like a dream for me. Now I know I'm free. I am so happy.
Denai was detained with thousands of others when the last piece of ISIS territory fell in March. She ended up in the Al-Hol detention camp, too afraid to tell anyone she was Yazidi. We're at the home of a Yazidi official who got her out of the camp. She's still dressed in the long black skirt she wore among ISIS wives. She wears glasses with thick black frames. She switches to the Arabic she learned from the fighters who enslaved her for 5 years.
When I came to Al-Hol, I wanted to surrender, but I was afraid. Maybe they would say I was ISIS. There were a lot of things I was afraid of.
She was even afraid she would somehow be sent to an American prison.
Until yesterday, all my days were spent in fear. If I revealed myself, I was afraid. If I didn't reveal myself, I was afraid.
So for weeks, she moved from tent to tent in the heavily guarded foreigner section of the camp, staying with women who left Europe and other places to live under ISIS. There were 11,000 women and children in the foreigner section, so it was easy to hide. Denai learned English in the camp. She says she lost track of time. She might have been there a month, it might have been 3 months.
When they like 1 month for me.
She was afraid of the Kurdish-Syrian guards, so they wouldn't see her face. She didn't go to the market. To the Western women she stayed with, she called herself Aisha or Fatma, typical Muslim names.
I didn't tell anyone I was Yazidi. When they would say, "Where are you from?" I would say, "Excuse me, I don't want to say where I am from." And they would say, okay.
And then one day she heard a Kurdish journalist from the part of Iraq where she's from, interviewing a group of British ISIS wives. She told some of the women who she really was.
Honestly, they helped me when they knew I was Yazidi. They encouraged me and helped me to reveal myself.
The journalist, Barzan Jabbar, persuaded her to wait for him to bring a Yazidi official to the camp. She waited for hours, her heart pounding.
I told the women, if he doesn't come by evening, I'm going to go and hide again.
Just then, Jabbar and the Yazidi official returned and convinced her it was safe to come out. She didn't know that it would ever happen.
Maybe yes, maybe not. Maybe one day come, I'm free, maybe not.
ISIS swept into Denai's home region of Sinjar in 2014, intent on wiping out Yazidis. They killed hundreds of people and enslaved thousands of others. Denai had quit school after 7th grade because of health problems. At age 19, just before ISIS came in, she was working in community radio. On Sinjar Mountain Radio, Denai took song requests, read the news, and hosted a food program. The people she worked with are scattered now, in Iraq, Germany, and the U.S. In Sinjar, there are still mass graves being uncovered. More than 2,000 Yazidis taken captive are still missing. And there are dozens of women and children believed to be still in hiding in Al-Hol camp. Denai doesn't want to talk a lot about what happened after she was captured. She was held in guest houses for ISIS fighters in Mosul and then in Syria.
I was sometimes with other girls and sometimes alone by myself in a room. There weren't many ISIS coming to the room, just the men who owned me.
She hadn't spoken to her family for 4 years, and when she called to tell them she was free,
my father was crying. I was very sad to see him cry.
Like other Yazidis from Sinjar, they're living in a camp for displaced people in Iraq. Denai still has her hair covered, compulsory under ISIS, but something young Yazidis don't do. I ask if she thinks she'll keep it that way.
Maybe not. But now I'm so tired.
Too tired to make decisions about what she'll do with her future. She'll have to wait days, maybe even weeks, for the border to open between Syria and Iraq. and then she wants to rest and spend time with her family. Then she'll think about the future she thought she might never have. Jane Arraf, NPR News in northeastern Syria.